Can you tell us about your new online platform?
So eTownships was originally created in January of 2020. And the idea of the platform is really to group all of the products in Eastern Townships, both perishable and non-perishable, into one platform to make it like a one-stop shop and really easy for people to shop locally. So without having to buy like a full case of wine or $100 of a specific product, you can mix and match, and we offer shipping, delivery, or you could pick up at our store location.
Amazing. So now I understand people can order online. How does that work?
So basically, all of the products on our website are grouped by category. So you can shop groceries, you can shop gift baskets, you can look for decor for your home, or any type of artisanal product, soap, skincare. You add it to your cart, and it's like a checkout similar to Amazon. And there's a local delivery. You can pick up in store, so you can choose a pick up at store location. So it's like a curbside. So basically, if you pay for your order and order online, you come with your order number, and we can bring it out to you in your car without you having to get out. So it's contactless.
Because your store is closed for public right now, right?
No, we're still open because we're considered grocery.
Okay.
We have over 51% of our products are perishable, like local farm meat, milk products, coffees. We have fresh pastries and breads every day, cheeses. So with that, we were able to stay open as an essential service 7 days a week.
Perfect. So are all the items in your store available to order online, even if they're non-essential?
Yeah, so with the way the ruling is, you can't buy non-essential products in the store. So, for instance, our jewelry would be unavailable. However, you can order whatever you want online as long as you're not coming into the store. So if you order for pickup, or delivery, or we ship it to you via Canada Post anywhere in North America. So you can still have access to all of the great products in the Eastern Townships without having to come into a physical location.
So what is your website for people who want to order online?
So it's www.etownships.com.
And I know that you get different items every day, such as baking or vegetables. So will the items on your website change daily?
We do have new products all the time. We're trying to introduce 2 to 3 new vendors a week so that we're representing 100 different companies. So every week we try to bring something new in, whether it's different barbecue sauces or soaps or peanut butters or homemade jams or a new wine or a cheese from a local farm. So basically, we have specific days of the week that we get certain bakery products from different bakeries. So, for instance, an example, like Alice Bread is Thursday, Saturday. You get Dora Donuts on Saturday, Monday. And in between, you can get from a Nipotan Bakery in Callanville. So we try to have everyone be able to order within 48 hours in advance to make sure that they get what they're looking for. And we try to minimize waste, of course.
Right, of course. So did you find it difficult to change your physical store into an online store?
It does require a lot of maintenance, honestly. And when we do get busy, like during Christmas holidays, it wasn't always easy to keep the inventory and descriptions up to date online. A lot of our local artists as well, they kind of do what I refer to as one-offs. So whether it's a hat, a pair of mittens, a piece of jewelry, if there's only one. So you can't just kind of restock the inventory. You have to add them each time with different pictures and descriptions. So the maintenance of the website is definitely an extra responsibility along with our digital marketing on social media in terms of needing the resources, the time, and the financing to do that. For sure, it changes that a little bit, but it's also enables us to kind of expand our reach and provide a service to individuals who want to stay quarantined.
That's amazing. So do you have anything else you would like to share about your store or your new website?
In terms of our store and website, I thought one of the fun things that we're able to do was our community tree. So we've been able to give back to the community, and we have the best customers and suppliers in terms of being supportive and generous. We've seen a huge increase in terms of shop local and local support that we're seeing everywhere, which is wonderful. And also the fact that we're able to get back to like Milton Academy for the ski program and for Helping Hands. So everybody was able to donate an ornament or make one. And then if you wanted to buy it, you were able to take it off the Christmas tree and just by doing a donation to Helping Hands for less fortunate families, which is amazing. So for that, we're able to raise over $600. Mm-hmm. And in terms of our fundraiser, we actually sold vintage Grand Fair posters to raise money for the ski program this year for Milton Academy. And we did it online. And it was amazing to see people from California and Vancouver and all around North America buying a little piece of the history for Grand Fair because it's so integrated in who we are as Eastern Townshipers. And we were able to also donate over $600 for the ski program. So it's been interesting to use new ways of raising money and fundraising given the challenges, but we're doing what we can to get back, and we've had amazing support from our customers in the community.
Wow, I really love to hear that. So thank you so much for talking to me today and continuing to bring in local vendors to your store.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.